meeting is called to order. I was going to say order. The meeting is called to order. Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Mr. Perry, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice for the meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
All right. Thank you. So we have a quorum. Let's move to agenda item number three, meeting agenda approval. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So made, Strom.
Is there a second?
Second, Athus.
Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Agenda item number four, review and approval of minutes of September 19th, 2024 and October 9th, 2024. May I have a motion first before?
Trustee Gales, looking at the minutes for October 9th, the special meeting, agenda item 6B, the title's incorrect. It should read resolution for the issuance of certificates of participation.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes of September 19th, subject to the
You can approve minutes for both, but you need a motion to amend October the 9th to reflect that change in the title.
May I have a motion?
I so move that we change the minutes or to adjust the things that Brian was talking about.
Can I have a second?
Second, O'Brien.
Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. Yes.
I just wanted to point out that I was not here for that meeting, so I'll abstain. Okay. There's two different
meetings there, one's October, one's September.
So the September 19th, should I just abstain on both?
Were you in attendance for?
On the October, but not the September.
Okay, for September you would abstain. Actually, for the approval of the minutes, we have a majority, but if you want the record to reflect, is it incorrect in the minutes, or are you just making a note?
Okay. It's correct in the minutes. I just wanted to explain why I would be abstaining.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I did get a second. I'm calling the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries.
One abstention.
One abstention. I may have a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Trustees held on October 9th, 2024.
So moved, O'Brien.
Do I have a second? Can I get a second?
Second, Barsima.
Yeah. Any discussion?
I was not present for that meeting, so I will
abstain.
Abstain.
Thank you, sir.
And Montel, the Trustee Athus was at the October 9th meeting. Right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
It says I was absent, but I was.
Okay. Well, it's been approved subject to that change.
Okay, fine.
Well, but no, the.
You need to amend to show the attendance correctly if she was in attendance.
It does indicate on page 9. that Trustee Athus joined the meeting at 9:03 a.m.
The October 9th meeting.
Oh, hell. Yes.
Okay.
But you were still there.
Yeah, you were in attendance for October 9th.
On the 9th, not
yes.
The September meeting.
So the
yeah, I mean, it's a question of Trustee Athus arrived 3 minutes after the meeting began.
So the minutes are correct.
Okay. The minutes are technically correct,
okay.
But I think we should probably think about maybe changing the way that we indicate when a trustee arrived so that it's at the beginning, just in case anybody is looking at these minutes and, like, maybe we could indicate where it says Trustee Rita Athus absent, like underneath it could say
arrived at a time.
Yeah. That Trustee Athens arrived at 9:03 or something.
Just, it's the formatting.
The university will work on making the appropriate modification. I think we understand what's being asked for.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I will try never to miss a meeting again.
Thank you, Trustee Athens. Thank you. So I believe where we were, we have a second, and I was going to call that question so that we could. So I'm calling the question. All in favor of the approving the minutes of the special meeting held on October 9th, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
I'm abstaining. Strong.
And one abstention. Very good. Here's an opportunity for my comments. I couldn't let this pass. I went to the 50th anniversary of the law school this past weekend. Fantastic event, well attended. And I tell you, the university does a bang-up job when we celebrate our own. So I wanted to make sure that folks know, if you didn't have a chance to go, you missed a very, very good function. Also, of course, a lot has changed since the last time we all spoke to one another. There's been a lot of events that have occurred on in the country. Just realize that I'm one proud of all of our students and faculty, staff, everybody that went out and had an opportunity to vote this past election. Remember, all politics basically is local. So as long as your garbage is getting picked up and services are being supplied to your homes, et cetera, it's going to be a good day. So tomorrow will be a brighter day. And again, I want to just end my comments by saying, too, that I want everyone in the university community to feel confident that we have a strong leadership team that will guide us through difficult times. You know, we've talked about the budget deficit earlier. This is a we problem. We will get through this together, okay, together. But again, based on Chairman Barsima's comments this past meeting, just shortly held ago, we've got the right team in place. With that said, leadership is solid. The state of the university is solid. Go home and feel confident that it is solid, okay? But again, I want you all to work towards thinking, how can I do my share in order to bring down whatever deficit we have? With that said, I want to welcome the university to the, want to welcome any University Advisory Committee, UAC, representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, Thomas Kuczynski. Do any of you have any comments?
No, we do not.
Thank you. Thank you. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written requests to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have no public comment this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. We will now move to the President's Report number 182. President Freeman, will you please present that report?
Thank you, Chair Gales. Agenda item 7A was considered earlier this morning. It's the recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2024-2025 for Matthew Deitch, who was hired at the rank of associate professor with tenure in the Department of Earth, Atmosphere, and Environment. And as noted earlier, he's also the director of the Northern Illinois Center for Community Sustainability. The recommendation forwarded from the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee is for the Board of Trustees to approve this request for recommendation for faculty tenure and promotion.
Thank you, President Freeman. Before I proceed, Trustee O'Brien, let me remind you that you will need to abstain from voting on this item. Now, may I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsima.
Second, Butler.
Second, Athens.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Stowe, will you please call the roll? Yes.
Trustee Rita Athens?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
I abstain.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Moving on to agenda item 7B, The fiscal year 2026 operating appropriations request. As noted earlier, the university annually seeks the Board of Trustees' approval on the overall level of state funding request for the upcoming fiscal year. This is recognized as the university's formal budget request through the State of Illinois budget development process. For fiscal year 26, Northern Illinois University requests base operating funding of $118 million. The basis for this request was last year's base of $113.4 million, adjusted by the 2024 higher ed price index inflationary factor of 4%. In addition, $2.2 million is requested to support new initiatives specified in the item. As discussed earlier, these include a summer bridge program, expanded supplemental instruction, expanded career services, transfer and adult learner and transfer student initiatives, Hispanic serving institution preparation, and cluster hiring to support transdisciplinary teaching and research. The recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is for the board to approve this request for the fiscal year 2026 appropriations request.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, Butler.
Any discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? The motion carries.
Agenda item 7C is the fiscal year 2026 IBHE capital budget request. The Illinois Board of Higher Education capital budget request is submitted in the fall prior to the budget year in order to meet the IBHE and state capital project review and approval submission schedules. As noted earlier, this request consists of two principal categories of projects requesting state funding support and a third category that provides notification of anticipated non-instructional projects that may require specific IBHE approval. Aside from the partially released Bostrop-Botwell Health Technology Center project, there are 10 capital projects totaling approximately $652 million and 22 capital renewal projects totaling approximately $199 million. One non-instructional project is being listed for IBHE review involving $9.1 million of improvements for the planned solar arrays not directly associated with academic buildings. These are regular capital projects which represent major investments for new construction and major renovation efforts, and capital renewal projects, which represent major repairs and system improvement projects not feasible to support within existing NIU funding resources. The Finance, Audit, Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for the fiscal year 2026 IBHE capital budget request.
Thank you, President Freeman. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Can I get a second?
Second, Butler.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion carries. Agenda item number 8 is the Chair's Report number 111. We will now move to the Chair's Report. Item 8A is the 2024 Annual Performance Review of President Freeman. Oh, this is an information item only. Item 8B is the 2024 Presidential Evaluation Performance Pay Incentive. This is also an informational. This is an action item. Okay. May I have a motion to approve?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second, O'Brien.
Is there any discussion? I'm going to say a few words here in terms of, yes. I told you about the leadership is sound. This form that you see for 8B indicates that the board overall, and everything is, I want to indicate that everything is associated with the goals that have been established for the university. And those goals have been incorporated into the president's performance. I'm giving you an A plus. I'm giving you an A plus. And I say that without saying any, attempting to be funny or flippant in that statement, we have great leadership here. And the reason she scores so highly as our president is because of the leadership she provides to the community. But with that said, we've already called a question.
Discussion.
More discussion, please?
I have something to say, but I think Rita had her hand up.
Very good. We'll start on this end, and I'm sure my colleagues on this end and say will also have something to say. Rita, please.
I'll be quick because I know how our president feels when people keep telling her how wonderful she is. But it's simply, we are blessed that you are the president of this university. And every year when we go through the evaluation, we have to stop ourselves from just saying everything's perfect because you do such an incredible, incredible job. And we are extremely thankful for your leadership. And I hope we express it to you enough and that you feel that from all the trustees. It's not an easy job. It's a very difficult job. And you do it with integrity, intelligence, and most of all, grace. Every time we go to an event and you come up and you speak or do something, my husband says,
yes,
she's wonderful. You're so lucky you have her. Like, I don't know.
Yes, yes.
But I really want you to know that.
Thank you. Trustee Wadsworth?
Yeah, like, it's funny. Maybe our spouses have spoken because my spouse says the same thing. Yeah, you know, this is a culmination of a process here that we go through on a yearly basis. And I know this is a lot of work for everybody involved. And thinking back to the RILA meeting here and the goals that Vice President Makarski put out there, I mean, we have these for all of these goals. So if you look at the six that are laid out there and then the earning potential on all of these, we go through and we do great. We do that, and we have discussion as a board on this, and this all comes together. So there is a plan. There is a method that we're following here, and the goals of the university, which will be, I think, forthcoming here in our next meeting, but, you know, we go right back into it. So I know we're facing a lot of things as far as the last goal is concerned, as far as resource development and fiscal responsibility, but that comes with the territory. So we're working hard, and I applaud you, President Freeman. I know you're always quick to say it's not just you.
Yes, yes.
And it's everybody. So we understand that, but you are our leader. So.
And before I move to this end of the table, I want to just piggyback on a little bit what you just said. The chart itself shows you it's really inadequate to tell you the detail of the materials that we review in order to get to these numbers. And it gives us as a board an opportunity to really get a wide breadth of what's going on the campus, as well as the goals that have been set, whether those goals are being actually met. So this is a great exercise, not only for the board to participate in and the staff, but it also gives the community at large to see what she's done in order to tie into the goals that were actually set earlier in the year. So I'm going to move down to this end of the table. Any comments? We'll start with Trustee Butler.
I just want to make certain that everyone's aware that the board's letter that accompanies the president's self-appraisal, which all follows a process that's been laid out in our particular governance documents and our traditions, the board's letter is written by the board. And I think that it would be easy for someone to assume that there's a lot of staff support that generates this, but it's written by the board.
Yes.
And every single member of the board participates in writing portions of this, and it's all brought together. And I'm really proud of that process. And because of the, call it an exigency, of us having to produce those sections that we're responsible for because of our interests or the committees that we lead, it causes us, as Eric was saying earlier, to focus really closely on those goals and to understand what is of particular importance. And, you know, I, like others, are very proud of that process. I would put our process up against any other board in the state in terms of the intensity and intimacy by which we regularly engage the data.
Thank you. Trustee Barsina.
So just to add on to the comments of Trustee Butler, the way the process works is that, as John described, each of the six goals are assigned out to several of the trustees, typically by committee. So, for example, myself and Lee wrote on fiscal responsibility, goal number six. But then we all submit our writings to Mr. Butler, who puts them into a format that makes sense and is readable by. So thanks to John, yes, and the work that John does in order or in assembling all of our work, because I have a feeling if we just published the raw work that came from each of the trustees, it might not make and flow really well and make a lot of sense from a flow standpoint. So, John, thank you for all of the work that you continue to do, because John does this work for the board year after year. The other thing I would mention, too, is that almost everybody on this board, you know, has been in a role of being a chief executive or being a leader of an organization, regardless of what that is. And, you know, oftentimes it's not uncommon to find leadership when you're over a broad set of responsibilities. You know a lot about a little bit of the responsibilities because you might have come from that area when you were coming up through the ranks. You know a little bit about some of it, and then you know nothing about some areas of your responsibility, and you rely on others. I would tell you, having worked with Dr. Freeman now, well, I've worked with Lisa since she came to our campus, you know, in 2010, but worked with her closely as president since she became the interim president in July of 2017, worked very closely with her. She knows a lot about everything that goes on within this university. And that's really rare, and it's a big asset to the Board of Trustees, because we have tremendous confidence in what she tells us, you know, is actually something that she knows a lot about. And so, Lisa, we thank you for just your involvement on the university campus, and just to know, we were in a trustee meeting a couple of weeks ago. We do annual trustee training throughout the state, and we were in this training a few weeks ago, and one of the trustees from another university, I won't mention the name, but they reached out to me afterwards, and they said, "Do you guys really trust your president as much as you say you do?" And I said, "Yeah, we really do. You know, we have a lot of trust between us." It's not, and believe me, it's not that we don't have creative arguments and creative discussions between us. We do. But it at the end of the day, there's a great deal of trust between us. So that's very much appreciated. So, thank you
for those comments. Trustee Strong.
Thank you, and appreciate the comments of all the other trustees. This day marks, this month marks the 1 year anniversary of my becoming a trustee and my first time going through this process as well. And what I've learned over the last year is that the diversity of the Board of Trustees, the knowledge base of the Board of Trustees, the experience, Dennis, that you mentioned, and John, brings value to this process and to our roles as trustee. I will admit I am not an expert when it comes to a lot of the detail of running a university. We rely on the expertise of the professionals that come through our doors and serve the university in various leadership capacities. And we have a strong president and Dr. Freeman, and I have observed that for a long time, and it's been reinforced with me over the last year. We're at a point, in my view, where, as I mentioned earlier, as we were looking at the research opportunities for us, the DeKalb area is in an interesting spot. There's great opportunities, I think, for us ahead. Having the chance to serve with Dennis on the Finance Committee, it gets to the point where I also realize we have significant challenges. That's the one thing I've come to recognize and really appreciate this year as well, how significant the funding and financing and fiscal challenges of the university are. I appreciate the president's focus on that. As the board wrote our piece, and Dennis, we contributed to the part about the financial health of the organization. That's the first thing we let off with in our commentary, is there are challenges here that we need to remain focused on and committed to solving as we go forward. It plays through many areas, including recruitment of students, the level of the numbers that we see here coming through the university. But it also gets back to me the goal, and at least I've heard you say this many times, why we're here is to get students educated, to get them across the stage at the end of their time here with a diploma in hand and the knowledge to move forward. That's our commitment at a university. We just have to continue to focus on the fiscal challenges and the solving of that. And again, appreciate the work done on this. That's my commentary. Thank you.
Please.
Well, I want to start by thanking the board and saying I recognize what a privilege it is and how lucky I am to report to this board. I think you can look around the state of Illinois and you can look around the country and you can see boards where people join so that they can hear their own voices, make their own opinions heard in the forum of a university board meeting with very little regard, certainly not the level of regard that all of you have for this university and the important role that it plays in the state of Illinois. And I understand, and my incredible team, who make me seem like I know a lot about a lot all the time, understand, and the wonderful members of our university community understand how important your trust in us is and how lucky we are to have all of us looking always to move forward together. We also appreciate the nature of the challenges that are facing us. And in this very room yesterday, we held a meeting of the University Council, the shared governance body of the university that looks at things like administrative policy, that is very interested in working together to solve the challenges of the university. And one of the slides that I put up as I and Vice President Middlemist and Provost Elish Piper and I were talking about our path forward encourage the members of our community to have a trustee mentality, to put the good of the students and the university before the good of themselves and their units. And it occurs to me listening to you now that I would not have been able to say this if I didn't have a board who actually modeled that every single time that they come into this room to talk about the university and to exercise their fiduciary duty. And so we very, very much appreciate this board, the interest in the university, the care for our students. And, you know, in addition to being grateful for the board, I am grateful for the wonderful team that I work with. And I'm grateful for a community that's a very, very caring community, a community that understands that it's something special to be a Husky, and that what we do for students in the communities they come from is a transformative gift that's to be valued, an investment in our collective future. And I feel very, very fortunate to work here. And my husband and I love being part of NIU, and that is why this year, as in previous years, as the bonus is voted on, we will be making a $25,000 donation to the scholarship fund of the university to honor all of the people who help me and everyone else on my team do the work that helps advance the university.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those words. With that said, if there are no other comments, I'm going to call the question. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? I didn't think so. The motion carries. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is December 12th, 2024 at 9 a.m. We'll now move to agenda item number 11, closed session. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters is generally described under Sections 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters is generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. May I have a motion?
So made, Strum.
May I have a second?
Second, Athus.
Ms. Stoll, will you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes. The public meeting is now closed.